What a huge win as Auburn takes down Iowa State at the buzzer, 83-81. Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast Reaction Edition as we talk about Auburn taking down Iowa State 83-81 in the first round of the Maui Invitational. I'm Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to break this thing down, baby. Talk about another big win. You come from behind, two top five wins already on the docket. Just, man, this team just doesn't quit. They find ways to win, and they do everything right. But before we get started, we got to give a shout-out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND for a 300% deposit bonus in the casino. So whatever you give them, multiply it by three. You're going to get that back in free play to play with. And all the different casino table games they have, slots, all that kind of good stuff. Then take your winnings over to the sports book and have some fun. So bet sports lines, doesn't matter what sport it is, what line it is, they're going to have it, and you can bet it any way you like to bet it. Easy deposits, easy withdrawals. Check them out, mybookie.ag. Boy, oh boy, what a stressful but fun game that was. There was a lot of emotions in that game. There was frustration. There was disappointment. There was excitement. There was suspense. And then there was elation at the end as Auburn digs themselves out of a huge hole very quickly to start the second half to take down the Iowa State Cyclones, who are a holy cow, what a team. They are very, very talented. Their guards are incredible. They play relentless defense. They honestly remind me a lot of Auburn. They just don't have a Jani Broom. that's the bottom line. They're unbelievable. They got everything that you can want in a team. They just don't have a Jani Broom, who does it again and has a huge game, finishing with a tip-in putback with 1 second left to finish the game, cramping it all with 21 points, 10 boards. That was his 10th board, the putback, which is hilarious. And a double-double at the buzzer as well. Played 36 minutes. Now, some of that is because Chaney got into foul trouble early. And Chaney only played 10 minutes. So that means in turn, Dylan had to play a ton more minutes as well. So because he and Jani obviously had to rotate. Jani had to rotate between five and four. Jani played a ton of four tonight, but 36 minutes. He was cramping. I think after the last shot, he goes down and everybody kind of panics, but he's like pumping his fists and he's yelling. He's like he's fired up, but somebody's got to stretch my calf out. I'm cramping. It's supposedly that gym is like just insanely humid. Like it's just smothering humidity inside that small arena. And it's probably true because it's a small arena. There's not a lot of – it seems like there's only like one entrance and exit, just like a big high school gym, and then it's packed to the gills, like just slam-packed. So, but, man, Jani's got to be at the top of all your Player of America lists. He's got to be. I mean, every single game, he just continues to – he continues – to produce, and it doesn't matter where or in what fashion. I mean, he hit a three at the people, like they're going to talk about the putback, his three to tie the game at 73, I believe, at the, you know, right as the game's really getting tight, he ties the game up with a big three. They left him at the top of the key, and now he didn't particularly shoot. It's not like he just lit it up from three. I think that was his only one. I'm sorry, he made two threes. He was 2 of 5, which, hey, I'll take that all day long. I'll take all that all day long from him. But golly, man, 36 minutes for him is a huge workload. In case you can't do math, that's only 4 minutes of not playing. I don't know that Auburn's had a guy play 36 minutes in quite a while because of the depth that they typically have and whatnot. So it's – boy, oh boy, what a game. Chad obviously played really well. He was battling fouls and battling injuries. He had a scary moment where he bumped knees with another guy, and it kind of hyperextended him a little bit. So he would have to come in and go in spurts. He would have to come in, play in spurts, and then come sit back out. And you could see him. It affected him probably more on the defensive side than the offensive side. He had four fouls. So clearly he typically doesn't have – he typically plays pretty clean defense. But in those 22 minutes, he scored 18 points, 3 of 4 from three, and 5 of 5 from the line. I mean, holy cow. That is a very, very efficient 22 minutes playing, kind of banged up. I'll be interested to see. Now, they don't have to play again until 10:30 Central Standard Time tonight. So he's got a good day to kind of rest and heal and ice that thing up and get ready to go. But I will be anxious to see how much he actually plays. But gosh, he had another great night. He had another couple of Chad moments. One, I was really worried. He's got this thing now, and he's a genius because he's able to sell it as, I'm trying to save the ball, save the ball from going out of bounds. But he's getting to these things where he's getting fouled going out of bounds, and he'll turn around like he's going to throw it back in, but he throws it directly at the player. And eventually that's going to get called as a technical. And he hit their best player, Gilbert. He hit him right in the head, knocked his headband off. I was worried that time that it was going to be – I was worried he's going to get ejected on that one. But they didn't even call it anything. They just said he was trying to make a play on the ball. He's only got about maybe one more of those before they start saying, okay, we're going into the game looking for that. And if we see that, that's going to be – we're going to call that. And then he had a – I'm not a huge – like I understand I love Chad, okay? But I don't typically defend the outbursts. Those are somewhat inexcusable, okay? So you can't label me as a Chad defender. But his flagrant foul at the end was pretty garbage. When the offensive player stops his momentum and jumps backwards into you, there's not a ton you can do, okay? It's no longer a basketball play because you can't stop your momentum. So there's going to be some contact. And they talked about the shove. There was a shove at the end. The collision is what sent the guy under, like, into the sideline. Chad's not strong enough, okay, to just shove somebody like that. They were running. Chad's coming in full speed. The guy jumps into him, and it knocks him. And then the way they separate it, it looks like it's a shove. But that's what they called. And I think that's bogus because the other player initiated the contact. That was a big swing point in the game because Auburn was up 4, and that ended up being a 4-point play because they got a flagrant one and 2 shots and the ball, and they scored. They hit both of them. They are unreal from the free throw line. They're so good from the line. 24 of 29. Auburn was really good from the line tonight, but they just don't miss free throws. Even their big guy hits his free throws. Auburn actually had a really – I didn't even realize it. Auburn was 18 of 22. So over 80%. Anytime you're over 80%, that's pretty solid. So as good as Iowa State was from the free throw line, Auburn was really good too. But, yeah, he initiated the contact, and I just don't know that should have been called. But that was a big swinging point in the game. This team continues to overcome adversity, okay? This is 2 times now where Auburn's been down double digits against top 5 teams. Only two top 5 teams you play, you're down double digits. 18 points, I think, is what it was at one point in time. Auburn comes out, I think, out of the second half on an 18-2 run and completely erases it within 4 or 5 minutes. I mean, it was fast. I mean, they came out and just pedaled to the middle. They made their adjustments. They held them to, think, only 36 points in the second half. Played just, boy, when they can figure out what adjustment needs to be made, they clamp down, and it's unreal. Like it's like it's a completely different. It's like it's legitimately two different games. They can go into halftime. They can make an adjustment, and it has to be one of the best adjusting coaching staffs in America. They go make an adjustment, and they come out, and it's like just for you. So if you're watching an Auburn game and you see the first half, like throw it away, like forget it, because whatever you just saw in the first half, it ain't happening in the second half. It's going to be a completely different ball game. I mean, there's a lot of people that probably thought, hey, Auburn's about to get beat by 40. Auburn's about to get beat by 30-plus points. They're going to get run out of the gym. And I thought, hey, if they can keep it around 10 points, it should be fine. Even I was a little bit concerned at halftime when they went in, how they did and how they finished. I think it was somewhere around like 16 points or something like that at half. Seems like a pretty, you know, pretty tough hill to climb, especially as good of defense as this team plays. Nope. Auburn just still finds ways. They find ways to make the adjustments. Bruce is just a master in making adjustments, and they come out and go off. The only thing that, you know, if you got to point to something that you're like, man, I wish I would have seen a little bit something different. I don't really understand why Tahad's not playing as more than he is. Maybe it's on the defensive side. I don't know. I don't think that's the case. He only had two personal fouls, so he wasn't in foul trouble. He only played 19 minutes, and he scored 14 points. He was 2 of 5 from three. He hit two NBA step-back threes, 2 for 2 from the line. But he only played 19 minutes. And I'm just going to say it. He's the best point guard. He gives you the most – versatility. He gives you the most explosion when he's in the game. And I think it's mostly when he's running point. I don't know that we have that really true point guard. JP still struggled. He played 13 minutes. He didn't score, had a couple turnovers. And then Denver is fantastic, but he's just not a point guard. He played 30 minutes. He scored 12 points, 6 of 6 from the line from Denver. The ball just doesn't move as well unless Tahad's in. Now, maybe it's just more so of bringing a freshman along a little bit slower. But, man, I think that dude needs 25 minutes a game, minimum. He's an electric player. He's going to be electric. I mean, again, 19 minutes, 14 points. Kid's just unreal. And nobody can really stay in front of him. One thing Iowa State had that I would love to see more of. Auburn has a really good inside game. So, obviously, you got Janai Broom. Dylan, even at times, can score inside. Chaney can score inside. But the guard that can get to the hole late in the shot clock and get up and finish, Auburn doesn't seem to have that this year. And that's fine. They're finding other ways to win. But, like, Iowa State had a couple of guys, Gilbert being one. He can just get to the basket and score right there at the basket, finish. Get contact, get fouls, get foul calls, things like that. Those are the things I think that if Auburn has that or can find that, they'll be even more unbeatable. I really think that if they could find that finisher at the rim, other than just Janai, it could unlock something new, unlock something with this team that is even more dynamic. And I know they'll keep working on that. But, yeah, Tahad, I need to see more. I want to see more Tahad on the floor. I really do. Your reserve, you didn't get a ton. Didn't get a ton off the bench. You got, again, Tahad was the biggest producer off the bench. Chaney just got in foul trouble, and that hurt. That really put Auburn in a bind. But it's good to see that you can do that. It's good to see that when Chaney is, you know, Chaney's not there, you can figure out the lineups, you can figure out the rotations to be able to still take down a top five team. I think they said that this was the – Bruce said it in the post game. This is the first time since 1990, and I think the team was Kansas, that a team has started off 5-0 with 2 top 5 wins. Do you ever think you'd hear that at Auburn? Number one, I don't know that I can ever even remember a time where Auburn's played two top five teams in the first five games. But for sure, to knock them off, and now I think it's going to be tough for Auburn not to be considered. You know, obviously this week's got to play out. Okay, so you gotta finish this week out. You're going to play, I believe, North Carolina came back from an even bigger deficit. I think they came back from a 21-point deficit versus Dayton. And I think you're going to play North Carolina. So you'll get to play North Carolina, and then you'll get a couple of more big games that you'll get a chance to maybe come out of this week as the AP number one team, which that would be cool. I mean, it's happened before, but just this early in the season, that'd be a lot of fun. That'd be a lot of fun to see. So, big week. You're going to have a late game today. So, are you going to be able to hang in there today? Are you going to be able to hang in till midnight to see this one through? Because it's going to be a very, very late game. Yeah, Auburn does take on North Carolina. KenPom is drunk. The KenPom rankings are drunk. Somehow Houston is now number one and Auburn's number three after that game, which makes no sense to me. I can't imagine. Let's look at Houston's record. I can't imagine their schedule is that much more impressive than Auburn's. I mean, and you won the head-to-head. Now, I think you still got to trust. Yeah, I mean, they've beaten Jackson State, Louisiana, Lafayette, and Hofstra. I don't know. I still trust KenPom because I think it takes bias out and it just looks at analytics. But yeah, it's Auburn is this team's impressive. They find ways to win, and I think it's going to be a fun team to watch. We're going to do this. We're going to have another reaction show, obviously after tomorrow night, and then we're going to keep it going throughout the rest of the week. And the timing is kind of weird to get Zep on, but we're going to try to get Zep on here as well to talk about it. And we may do a summary show at the end of the week, just summarizing the whole week and what it means for Auburn basketball. But yeah, big win. I would say you got two of the best wins in college basketball, Houston and Iowa State. Iowa State will be a Elite Eight team. I mean, they're that good. I think they're going to run through their conference, and there'll be a very high seed in the NCAA tournament. They just got it, man. They got it. They're a complete team. I say they're a complete team. On an average, they're a complete team. They just – not everybody can have a Jahni Broome. That's the only difference between them and being unstoppable, because their guards are incredible. But, guys, I really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the win. We're going to do it again tonight late at 10:30. Let's see what happens. This is another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast.